Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This is bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's a lot, isn't it, folks, to say? Let me give you some direct numbers, and then I'll introduce you to our guest for the evening. If you're wanting to call into the show tonight, and I hope you do, you're welcome to call in anytime. The U.S. number is 1-877-270-8714. If you're in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. We invite you to call in any time and often as we share this next hour with my guest. We call her Aura Mom, and she's a wonderful interpreter of aura photography. Her son, Mac, takes pictures, and we'll talk about the instrument and how it works a little bit later. And then you take the picture over to her, and she interprets it for you. And using her intuitive ability and her knowledge of the camera and her knowledge of the film itself, and most of them, importantly, her knowledge of the aura or the colors that we have around a living being thing. I have a question for you about that later. Welcome to the show. Aura Mom?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you
Thank
here?
You.
Hi. I was afraid we lost you there for a minute.
No, glad to be with you.
Her real name is Hilda McKeithen, but we call her Aura Mom affectionately. First of all, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, it's been over 15 years.
Wow, it has been that long, hasn't it?
Yes, and that's a lot of photographs, and we have yet to get bored with any of this.
Everyone is so different, so unique that I've seen. They're just wonderful. Tell people what a photograph is, what an aura photo is.
Well, it's a very special camera that is able to take the colors around you and put them on Polaroid film, which is what we use. And
it's a
special Polaroid film. It's the same kind of film they use for passports. The Polaroid film that police departments use. It's a special quality Polaroid. It's not the one you usually buy if you're just buying standard Polaroid film. And there are other hookups along with the camera that this man in California invented and put together. And what comes out is a picture, and we don't look for you in the picture. We look at the colors around you. And sometimes we don't see your face at all. And people say, oh, but I can't see me. Well, you're there under all of this. Your aura is something you walk around with. It's with you all the time. You can't take it off. And it's 360 degrees around you, and it goes with you everywhere you go. And there are a number of people on the planet who are able to see it all the time. I'm not able to see it. My son sees it some of the time. My daughter sees it some of the time. I have not attained that except rarely. But with the camera, prints all of this out, and so we can take a look at the photograph, and we can tell you a lot of things about you from the colors that are around you.
Do you see little objects and things like that in the auras? Figures?
Object is probably the wrong word. It's a special concentration of color. It may be an oval of color that's not really a distinct oval. It will flare out like you're doing a watercolor painting. You know how the paint will just kind of ooze out. The colors blend one into the other, and they're just fascinating. Even if it looks like a photograph that we've taken, we have people who come back and have their photographs done every year, maybe even twice a year, but they come back routinely to see how they're doing. And they'll bring their old photographs, and maybe they were all blue, and this time they're all blue again, but there are just little differences in all of the blues, and all of it makes a difference in how we interpret it.
I like
and so it becomes very interesting.
I like to have my photo done before we do a fair, before we open, and like on a Saturday morning, and then have it done at the end of the fair on Sunday.
And usually they're different, aren't they?
Oh, very, very, very different. Very different. Do you get auras around just a living item, or can you put something like a piece of wood that's been polished into a figure and get an aura off of that?
Well, we have tried a number of things, particularly with various stones. And sometimes we get things, sometimes we don't get anything. And the whys and wherefores, I don't know. We have people who will buy certain stones and will put that, hold that stone while they're having their photograph taken, because they want to see what that particular stone does to their own aura. And quite often there's a major difference in what that stone does. And if you're very sensitive, things will show up. It's really very amazing.
What
and many of our... customers have done amazing things with various objects they've brought along to try out and take a before photograph and an after photograph, and they continue to teach us. And this is one of the reasons why we don't get bored at all.
What's the difference between the cameras that are being used now and the Clarion, K-I-R-I-L-I-A-N, Clarion photograph? Cameras that were used originally, were they not created in Russia?
I believe they were, and if I remember the things that I read quite some time ago, and that was the predecessor to this camera.
Right.
And the man that built this camera, that invented this camera, and our camera goes back out to California every so often and gets updated to be new, so even though we've had it close to 15 years, it's still like a new camera, because it was in California not too long ago. And he brings it right up to his current stuff that he's doing. But this man saw the Carillion camera, and that was the predecessor to all of this. And they just, it's like the differences in computers. The first computers that came out took up a whole room, and look what we have now that you can carry in your hand or on in your telephone. So there's so much advancement in the technology, and all of this has changed. And but your aura doesn't change because of that. You know, you still walk around with that aura. The aura changes as you change, not because of changes in the camera.
Have you ever taken a picture and someone had a very weak aura, or almost none, or none at all?
If we have had one with none at all, it's because we forgot to put the film in the camera. It was usually operator error.
We have
done that. Scared everybody.
I've never known you to do that. I had a psychic friend years and years and years ago, a practitioner that used to say that if you don't see an aura around someone, that they were near death. So that's why I ask if you'd ever taken a picture and there just wasn't an aura there to be discussed.
Sometimes if we have someone and all the colors are pretty muddy, we ask them about their health, and usually they are having some health challenges. The colors are just not as clear and bright, that kind of thing. But calling it a weak aura, no, I don't think we have used that particular term.
Just different.
It is different.
Yeah. I think we need to let the public know that auras change color. Just like we were talking about a while ago, I might take a picture before I start doing readings, and I get maybe blues or greens or, you know, something that's going on with me at the time. But on Sunday evening, after I've been open to spirit all weekend, I might have an all yellow or an all white, or where you can't see my face. So it depends on what's going on in your life, what colors are going to be portrayed.
It's what's going on in your mind. It says, if we can get you to relax, we get a truer picture of what's going on with you. If you stay very tense in front of the camera, usually we get varying shades of red, and we can't get it. And we ask people to walk around and relax and go have just chill out for a bit and come back, and we'll do it again. You know, we'll try that kind of thing. And we've had some people who just come back and have been red for maybe 3 or 4 years, and finally they get out of the red. They relax enough to get out of the red. And we have some people who just come back at least once a year, sometimes more than that, just to see how they're doing. But it depends on how well you can relax mentally. It's not the physical relaxation. That's a piece of cake. But relaxing mentally lets us get a good look at what really is going on with you and around you. And that's the picture that we want for you. Not for us. We want that picture for you so it'll be much more meaningful.
I need to gather up all of my photos and put them in one place. I have years. Some of mine are in my photo album with my psychic fair pictures, but I need to gather them all up and put them in chronological order and bring them to you. And you have to. Mac has some of my photos in his book. Blow ups of my photos.
I think maybe we do.
Mm-hmm. What I thought was interesting was a photo that somebody had in their hand when they came to get a reading, and she found out she was pregnant in the photo.
Yes, we have found that it shows up in the photograph as a little pink dot, and it was really surprising how we learned about that. But we look for that and we say, this is a big possibility, you know. Are you possibly, you know, are you trying to do this, or you have it's an entity wanting to come in and be in this family environment, and if you don't want that, then you choose not to be pregnant at this particular time, then you need to be very careful. But usually we're right on with that. It's amazing. Absolutely.
She was
amazing.
Delighted.
Some people are. Some are just horrified.
She was just dumbstruck.
And when it shows up in the guy, we say the same kind of things. You know, this is a spirit wanting to come into this unit, you know. And if you choose not to do that, then you need to take some precautions, you know. But there's somebody hanging around.
What would you say would be the best advantage to having a picture taken, besides just keeping up with your changes? There are things you can really go into depth, I know you can, with people's health and their mental being and so forth. What would be your most important reason for suggesting that someone have a photo taken?
Well, when I talk to people, I tell them what their photograph tells me about them. And if I see specific colors in specific places, it depends on the placement and the amount of color, and a lot of variables in there. But I will ask specific questions. I'll say, because this is showing up right here, are you having problems with this kind of thing? Or this indicates that this may be coming into your life, or has it already? And very often they're thinking about that, and or it's something that's already ongoing and in process. And I said, that's why this color is here. And it will just be reinforcement for them, sometimes happy reinforcement, sometimes saying, oh, that's something I want to get rid of. Well, then we talk about how you go about doing some of those things in your life to change that. They have to change some of their ways of thinking, because it's as you think is what we're going to see in there. It's just amazing, and I just let the photographs tell me about the person, and I talk to them about what the photograph and what the colors tell me about them. And I say my success rate is about 98% that they'll
You're
agree.
You're good. Folks, she's good. I know she's good. I know she's good. What advancements can we look for in the cameras or the film over the next couple of years? You said you just had an update with your camera. What's making them better from a
Because the man that put together this camera in the first place spends a lot of time in his laboratory continuing to just fine-tune everything. And so when the camera comes back to us, he brings it up to the latest technology that he's working on, and the colors will be a little bit sharper. We'll see just a little bit of difference in what the color is. It doesn't change the aura any. It may change the intensity of the color, that kind of thing. It's like taking your car in for a tune-up. It just works a little better. It's still the same car, and it still goes the same places, and it still needs gasoline and all that kind of stuff. But it just runs a little better, and it's the same with the camera. It just works a little better.
Does he work with the film developers in terms of improvement?
I don't know what all he has in his laboratory. I think he's an amazing person.
He's got an amazing imagination and brain, that's for sure.
Yes, an amazing brain. Yes, if you read up on the technology of what it takes to do this kind of camera, it gets very, very technical, and some of the things that I've read, I'm in over my head, you know. I'm in the deep end of the pool, you know, and struggling along. I just had enough physics in school and in college to know, okay, I understand kind of what you're talking about, but you're way beyond what I can do, you know, but I have an inkling. But I'm just fascinated that he was able to think this all up in the first place to make it all work. I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Are the Calarian cameras still used here in the States at all?
I haven't seen one in a long time, but then I haven't been looking for any, and it probably depends on where you go and what you're looking for. I'm sure they're still around. Now, the very first ones took things in black and white. I know the very first photograph I ever had done, they did, I don't remember if it was my thumb or my index finger, but it was black and white. And then a few years later, that started coming out in color, and then we came across this other camera, and so I haven't seen one of the others in a long time, but I'm sure they're still around.
Either. Used to, folks out there, they only took a picture of your hand, or in some cases, hands. So you had what looked like pictures of fingertips, maybe the palm, and that was what was photographed, and they were very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this camera, you have the upper body, and what Mac does is you're sitting in front of a dark drape, and he drapes you with, again, a black drape. So really all
that's, a, that's so that we can see the, so that we can pick up all the colors, because if you're a female and you're wearing a flowery blouse with a lot of color in it, then it would interfere with the colors we want to see. So we use this black cape because it just makes it easier for us to see all the colors.
So really, you just have your face sitting out there. Of course, you take your glasses off and you close your eyes and you try to relax. And your hands are sitting on, both your left and your right hand is sitting on a plate where the fingers are indeed on little metal slats. And you
I'll have you know those metal slats are sterling silver.
Okay.
Every once in a while we even remember to polish them. But that's where the brain of the whole thing is. The technology is in the hand plate. And it transfers from your fingers on that hand plate from the silver things that we have you put your hand down, your fingers down on. All of it goes through the energy changes into there, and it goes through about three different kinds of energy changes before it prints on that film.
That's amazing.
It's just amazing. That to have somebody figure this out and have it work so well, I'm just flabbergasted still.
And you take the photograph, and of course, just like any Polaroid, you try not to touch the face of it and touch the ends of it. And it's going to be damp, and Mom will read it for you. But you used to tell people, I guess you still do, that wait 24 hours if you may see more colors. I know that to be true.
Yes, we've had people bring photographs back, and we wonder sometimes, is that the photograph we took? This one really changed a lot. And we will tell people that, yes, absolutely. You can expect
color
changes
change,
in there.
They become more defined, and sometimes shapes will pop
things
out
will,
in 20
Things will show up that you missed when you first looked at it. The film box says it takes 6 minutes for this film to develop. We think it's much longer than that, and we tell many people that as we go, to not be surprised. And the best place to look at your photograph after it's taken, out in the bright sunlight, because the light is so much better, even under intense light inside. Sunlight is still better, and you will see things that we missed inside.
We need to get you a jewelry light. One of the diamond
lights?
That
would be one more thing to pack and haul along. So. We've been trying to keep all of that at a minimum.
Bless your heart.
We started out with so much stuff, you think we needed a moving truck.
I know. I see you load and unload. There's a lot there.
Well, we've pared down over the years. We've really got it down to the basics.
Bless your heart. I find it fascinating, and I find it very accurate. People wander over to the reader's tables, and they're dumbstruck, you know, with what you've told them or what Mac has told them. Mac does a little bit of interpreting too, and he's good. But Aura Mom is the number one lady, so.
Well, Mac is very good and right on too. But he's also become very psychic with all of this, you know. And they keep telling me that I am too, and I keep denying it. But I just look at the photograph, and I just let the photograph tell me what to say. And,
it's a little bit like a tarot reader saying, "I just read the cards."
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's not how it works. We know better.
Every once in a while, I'll come out with a statement that just horrifies me. I'll think, "Oh, my goodness, why did I say that?" And the person's going, "Yes, yes, that's exactly right."
Spirit just kind of takes over, don't they?
Yes, I think the angels help a great deal. Mm-hmm. They put words in my mouth.
Let's give those phone numbers again here in the U.S., 1-877-270-8719. Oh, I'm sorry, back up, 8714-270-8714. That's U.S. The Canadian number is 1-888-284-3264. We're talking with Aura Mom tonight. She's an interpreter for Aura Photos. Her son, Mac, takes the photos, although she could do that too, and turns them over to Aura Mom, and she interprets them. So if you've never had a photograph taken out there public, it's fun. It's fairly inexpensive. What are you guys charging now for a photo?
We're charging $25.
Okay, and that's for the photo and the interpretation?
Correct.
Okay, now they're not tape recorded, but that doesn't mean that somebody, Aura Mom does not supply tape, but that doesn't mean that somebody can't bring a little portable and record the reading. For those of you that are out there and maybe not handy, you and Mac work primarily at psychic fairs, but don't you do book shows and things like that, or bookstores occasionally?
Well, primarily psychic fairs, or sometimes in a bookstore that caters to a lot of psychic materials.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing, but mostly psychic fairs, because that's where people really look for the camera.
Let's see, we've got a fair coming up. I think I've got my schedule behind me. Our next fair here in Austin is in August. That's August the 4th and the 5th at the Radisson Hotel at 6000 Middle Fiskville Road. And then again in November. But where will you be? Do you remember? In the next couple of months, we've got the rest of June and July. Where all will you be? I know you do more of a circuit than I do.
No, we don't do El Paso anymore. That it's become an arduous trip for us, and it's just a little too far away. Mac does a number of things in between that I do not attend, and so he does some other fairs within reasonable driving distance for us. You know, that kind of thing. And
so you're not doing as much out of state.
We're not doing as much out of state as we once did.
I know you guys were all over the country there for a while.
Yes, well, the driving time began to interfere with other things. Mac has a regular job as well. You know, and you can't drive all night and go to work at 6 o'clock the next morning.
No, it's hard. It's hard to do that sort of thing. I've tried it. It's hard.
We've all tried it. As you get older, it doesn't work as well.
Folks out there, if Mac and Aura Mom pretty much do the fairs that I do that are on my website, so you can always find them there. And I'll check with Mac and see where he might be and get his schedule, and I'll put it on the website too for you folks that might like to visit with Aura Mom and Mac. There are, if you happen to be listening to us and you're in Colorado or New York, I know there are cameras out there. Our intent tonight is to pique your interest and expose the public to something that's a little different on the psychic in the psychic realm. There are not many of these cameras in the United States. I know of only three. Do Do you know of any? I'm sure there are more out
there. I'm sure there are more than that, yes.
I know of five now that I think about it. There are two in Colorado. Both of the guys live in Colorado. There's one in New York and there's one in California that I've seen. I've seen them operate. So they're out there. Folks, please go get your aura photo done. It's a fun thing to do. And like Mom said, it's a fun thing to do it more than once. Let's say you're going to school right now. You're getting ready to graduate. You're going to get a different set of colors than once you're out there in the world getting your going to a job, if you're getting ready to get married. Just look at it as, like some people do, as they get other types of psychic readings. They get readings at changes in their life, and that's fun. That's always fun. And I love to have them made. I do one at least every other fair, if not every fair, just for grin's sake. But the most dramatic for me was when I moved back to Austin. I had had one done, I think, in the fall at a fair with you guys. And then when I came back to Austin, I had one done at the first fair in the spring. And it was solid red. And Mac looked at it and went, "Oh, big changes. Not happy with big changes. What's going on, little girl?" And, of course, I had come back here at the end of a relationship and was starting a whole new life over again. But, so, boy, he picked it up just with the color red. Boom. Amazing.
And you carry this stuff around with you all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, the colors are always there. You can't take them off and put them in a hanger and put it in the closet. You're walking around with these magnificent colors around you.
And they go out wide. That's what
yes,
I want to make.
Yes, they do.
It's always, you know, from being little pencil thin around our body for people that are kind of closed up and private, all the way to feet, you know, 4 to 5 feet in front of you and around you. That's what amazes me. It's no wonder we walk down the street and feel like we've bumped into somebody when we know we haven't. Because I think our auras, our energies are bumping each other. They go out so far.
Well, think of the Dalai Lama. Wouldn't we love to take a picture of him? And you know his aura must reach, it must be just absolutely huge.
Do you think you could take an aura picture of a picture or of a statue of someone, or would you just pick up the material in that statue or in that picture? And
we haven't tried that. If someone had handled it recently, maybe. I don't know.
That would be a fun thing to do.
Well, it gets expensive to experiment, which is why we don't experiment as much as we used to.
Yeah.
You know, it costs a certain amount to buy film and all of the costs that go along with this, and we start looking at that and we go, well, we've done a lot of that kind of thing, and you know, and so yes, experimentation is nice if you have a lot of money to spend on it.
That would be something to tell you what, when I make my first million, we'll play.
Yes, if we make our first million, we'll consider some of that too.
That would be fun to see about. But, you know, I wonder if somebody has already done that. Like the
They may. There are a number of things being studied. There are a number of books out that are looking into things. And so I don't have any of those at hand because many of my books are still in storage from moving. But there are a number of books that talk about these things and people that are studying various things. It's amazing.
Now,
and
what kind of subject matter would they go looking for? Clarion photo information? Would they look for aura photography if they wanted to go
on the
internet?
I think you would look under aura photography rather than Carillion, yes.
Okay.
I think you would look under aura photography. But a lot of things are being studied where they have grants and are really doing some very technical things, looking for certain things. And so I think we'll be reading more and more about some of these.
The Trinity University in San Antonio, in fact, gosh, 30 years ago or more, had invited members of the Texas Parapsychology Association to be part of a study that they were doing. It was part of their psychic study ability thing, and it had to do with film. They told us it had to do with film. And we found out later that the film that they were developing, they said it was for the Air Force, was for night vision and night photography. And they would put us in a room, and we would walk, was all white, just no windows, just a white room. And we would take our hand and slowly walk around the wall, dragging our fingertips around the wall. And then they would turn the light out and take pictures. And they got pictures of colors and energy. And I don't think they expected that, which was, the photos were wonderful. And Trinity University did probably 4 or 5 years working with the Air Force on that particular film. And when I saw the work that was being done with this, I'm thinking, was that all part of it? You know, was that what they were trying to do? But it also had to do, years and years later, with the heat sensor technology, where they can find bodies.
Yes.
You know, people hiding in bushes and things like that at night. Yeah, so all this stuff is just all tied together, and it's all based on energy, which is what excites
me. Absolutely. And there are many different kinds of energy involved here.
You've got your living, breathing energy. You've got the aura energy. So it makes me wonder how much of the heat-seeking, how much of that is the aura that they're picking up off of a person.
Well, I think a lot of that is infrared.
Infrared, yeah.
Which is a different wavelength.
Listen to you. You're more of a techie than you give yourself credit for.
Well, I've read a few things, and I've taken a few courses here and there years ago. But, I think some of that is on the infrared. But some of these other things are being studied in various laboratories. They have been given grants to actually study the aura and look for changes in the aura. And when I come across the book that I'm thinking of, I know it's in one of my boxes. It's just not unpacked yet. It's a very technical book, but it's also very interesting. But when I come across that book, I will make sure that I bring it to you so that you can have the name of it and the information about the book and put that on your website.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll get feedback on this show. We have a lot of listeners out there. It's just that a lot of them are shy, and I end up getting emails about the show. So any emails or communications that I get, I will pass on to you. Sometimes there are questions for the guests that they just didn't want to ask on the air. They're afraid somebody will recognize their voice or something. So any of that, any inquiries I get, I will let you know. And I can pass on answers at our next show. Our next guest is Nancy Harding next week. She's a spiritual and career management person, and she's kind of into all this stuff anyway. She likes all of this. This aura photography is an extension of not of her work, certainly that's not what she does, but seeing energies and understanding what auras would mean around people and how she could use them in her practice would be fascinated with that. And Kramer's on the next week, an astrologer, so we'll have ample time to give people feedback. Folks out there, if you email me or you want to call in later, are you at most?
Oh my, they're all interesting. Even if they're all dark red, because then we start talking to people. What's going on in your life? And it depends on the shade of red. There's an exciting red, and there's a dull red, like you're in the depths of despair kind of thing. But I guess I'm. The ones that we really like to see is when we see a lot of white light in your photograph, which we interpret as angels or angel energy or spiritual energy, whatever fits your own belief system. We're talking about the same thing, but sometimes we call it by different names. And we have a number of people who come in who are just almost all white, and we'll say, are you getting ready to leave the planet? You know, yeah. Are you in so much trouble that it takes all of these people to keep you under control? And, of course, we do this laughingly. And, no, some people are just so very spiritual and so evolved that they ask their angels to be in their photograph, and all of their angels are in their photograph, and they fill the entire photograph. I think those are the ones that we get the most excited about.
I think the most interesting, or not interesting, but I think the most, of all of the ones that I remember as being different of myself, was after a fair, and it's not uncommon for practicing psychics to be pretty solid white or pretty solid yellow after a fair, but I was solid white, and I had this streak of green. And I had asked before Mac took the photo, I said, because I'd been feeling like changes were coming, I asked if there was anything that I needed to know or someone knew that I needed to be introduced to. And that streak of green was a pretty wide berth over to my left side, just going right straight up in the middle of all that white. And sure enough, I had some pretty major changes going on in the next couple of months. They were all good, but it was still, and that was a new energy that was there to help me go through it, like a change of guides or change of protectors, a shift of some sort. It just seemed strange that I had all this white and then this spike.
It's just amazing what shows up in the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And as I said,
you folks out there, please, wherever you go, you know, if you go to a psychic fair, I'm sure that most of the photos are probably within that price range, $20 to $30. The most I've ever seen a photo was $30, and that was in Colorado. So it's not that expensive. That's usually less than a lot of the psychic readings. So, and it is another form of reading. And if you get a photo taken by somebody who does not do the interpretations, there sometimes will be readers that will have on their table that they do aura photography interpretation. So it's worth the combination to have it done. They're just so tactile in their information. You can see it right there. What about the meanings of the color? Does pink still mean love and blue boy and green healing? Depending, is that pretty universal?
Well, the camera is built on the Edgar Cayce interpretation of colors, and that's what we go by. And there are other books on color, but not all of them are, and on auras, and they may be just a little bit different. But this particular camera is built on Edgar Cayce's interpretation of colors, and there's a very small book that was actually written by Cayce. Most of his work was done by dictation, during trance. But this was something that he actually wrote not too long before he died. And it was his interpretation of all the main colors. And it's just a very small book. And if you can probably get it through the Cayce Center. And at the psychic fair that we have when we're in Austin, we have a vendor that carries books and always brings some of the Cayce books on auras along because we recommend it so highly. So she always keeps that one stocked for people. But you could probably get it through the Cayce Center in Virginia.
That just for myself to have.
Yeah. It's a very small book. It's not an expensive book at all. But it's very interesting.
With Mac and Aramom, you also get a printout, and Mac will attach he'll put a piece of tape on the back, and he'll attach it to the printout. And it is up at the top. It has an outline of a body, very simple, and then it has left and right. And then it breaks down the colors on the left side, on the right side, center, which is, I think, wonderful. It is an automated printout, but it's amazing. It's just so right on.
But
I'm always amazed at what they say.
Most of the time it's right on. And we did not write the interpretations that go with it, and I rarely read them. I go by what I see in the photograph.
You don't want to be misled, but interfered with. You use
right.
So much of your ability. I mean, it's just what you do is not, to me anyway, not just looking at the colors, but listening to spirit. And it's such a wonderful full reading for the amount of money that you get. I mean, it's silly not to try it at least once for those folks out there.
Well, what I have learned to do over the years is trust what comes rolling out of my mouth. And sometimes that even surprises me. Inside I'm going, oh my goodness, where did that come from? And the person is sitting next to me nodding the head saying, yes, that's exactly right. This is exactly what's going on. And mentally I'm going, thank you, angels. So you know, they're right on. So I have learned to trust. They have taught me to trust.
That is so hard for people developing their psychic abilities. It's so hard to trust. To trust the voices, to trust the feelings, to trust the smells. And I think we get in our own way when we try to interpret. It really is, like you said, just opening your mouth and letting it roll out without our interpretation on it as the person who's verbalizing. I think that's what's the hardest. And I'm so glad that you've learned how to do that because you deliver such wonderful messages.
Well, and sometimes it'll be the same colors, but I'll interpret it in a different way. But whatever I end up saying ends up what's meaningful for that particular person. And they have taught me to just trust what rolls out. And so I just look at it and I say, I feel like I need to say this to you in this way. And I just let it go. And they go, that's right on. That's exactly what's happening. And it's happened enough times that my eyes don't light up and my ears wiggle or anything like that, but boy, the first few times it just amazed me. It was really quite a stunner.
Did Mac ever work by himself when he first started doing this?
Oh, yes. There are times when I don't go with him, and it depends on what's going on in our lives and his life and how far he has to go and what's going on the next... There are a whole lot of things, you know. But, yes, Mac does a very good job of interpreting all of it as well.
Yes, he does. For those folks out there, yes, he does. Mac is really good. So if you catch Mac at a fair without our mom, heaven forbid, don't hesitate still to get a photo done. They both, Mac and our mom, both know their business. And... the bottom line is having the picture taken. You know, the interpretation is very, very important, but of course you have to start with the photo. I've seen some that just look at like an absolute rainbow, oranges and reds and blues and greens and yellows, and you know it looks like somebody just opened pots and.
Yes, it's just a little bit of everything. Yes.
Yeah, those are, and I wonder, does that mean that they're just erratic? Does that mean that they're...
No, usually they're more balanced than the rest of us.
Oh, okay.
They have a little bit of everything, and they're doing it very well.
The only one I saw like that was kind of over somebody's shoulder, and I'm thinking, wow, that's neat. But at the same time, I walked away wondering if they were off somewhere. But that's great that you say they're balanced.
We think so because you have a little bit of everything, and that's what it takes. But that doesn't mean that if you're all blue, you're unbalanced. I don't want someone to walk away with that interpretation because that's not true. I guess the most balanced photograph I've seen was one we took in El Paso, and someone had brought over a... cleric in Mexico, someone that was visiting, but this person had studied with the lamas in Tibet a number of years ago before China took over all of Tibet, you know, and that's much more difficult to get into now. But anyway, you could feel his aura when he came in the room. You could feel him come into the room. I don't usually feel people coming into the room. There's a whole different kind of energy here that we're talking about. But, oh, it felt so good to be near this person.
It's amazing, isn't it? For you folks listening to us out there, we're getting across the importance of the aura and what, and by the way, that's spelled A-U-R-A.
And you can't leave home without it. It goes with you everywhere you go. As long as you're alive, you have one.
And it changes. It changes color. It may even change shape. It's going to, it might be right up against your body, and then again, it might be 10 feet in front of you. You know, I've heard stories about people filling up the room with their energy, and that energy has a color in it, or a group of colors, and it's called aura. And it will change periodically as you go through different emotional and spiritual bases and mental energies. You know, I'm sure people who are mentally imbalanced, they have a certain color and configuration probably. So that aura, like an X-ray in a sense, can tell someone like Aura Mom something about you that she can help you with. So if you get a chance to be at a fair or someplace that has a machine, the person who punches the button, yes, it's nice to have somebody that has experience, but just getting the photo and then taking it to someone who can do the interpretation is worth the pennies. It's absolutely worth the price. So go have a photo made. They're all about the size of what, 4x6? Is that what they are?
Standard Polaroid film.
Standard Polaroid film. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
None of mine are
a Polaroid film size. What we're not using a standard Polaroid film, but I'm referring to the size of a Polaroid photograph.
Our time is almost up. Aura Mom, they're wanting me to start signing off. So I have to thank you. Aura Mom has come to us this evening from San Antonio, Texas. That's her new home these days. She's still getting settled in. We want to wish you and send you some energy with your knee replacement that you had recently. So folks out there, send some good energy her way. She tells me that she's doing fine we're going to hold her up in white light and make sure that that continues to happen. And we'll see you in August?
I certainly hope so.
Hopefully walking without a cane or anything like that and ready to go dancing.
At the moment, I'm using a walker. Haven't been released yet to just go to the cane, but go back to the doctor next Wednesday. So we'll see. I'm doing very well with it. I'm glad to have a new knee.
You're not going to do your other knee, are you? Just this one?
The X-ray said maybe a year, maybe 2 years, and yes, I will need to do the other knee.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll hold you up in white light, like I said. In the meantime, has been Aura Mom from San Antonio, Texas. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Next week, we will have Nancy Harding, MAHS-LPC. She is a spiritual and career management consultant. She's fun. You won't want to miss her. She's a hoot. She's a lot of fun. So join us then. Thank you for being with us. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Remember that thoughts are things, so by all means, have great ones. Good night, everybody.
Good night.